Obviously, our Rebbe or Shefter doesn't need any introduction. It's not to this group, for sure. But just to express on behalf of, for sure, myself personally, but the entire Kollel and the entire community. This year is really for the Kollel internally, but some of the B'nai Torah, the Mevakshim, were invited on the side to come join this year. But we're so blessed and so privileged and so thankful to Rav Shefter and Rav Shefter for making the trip, and for Rav Shefter for agreeing to share the Divrei Torah on Sanhedrin with us now.
Good morning, everybody. The biography of Rav Yonasan and Eibishitz, they have a lot of derklach from him. So they have one of the famous comments that they have is, how come there's a din Torah between two balabatim and they're fighting about $5, and the Rav passed him in favor of one, the other one will never forgive the rabbi why he lost the din Torah. But in case of the, let's say, Shaila, the shechted an animal, and the rabbi is going to pass him that if it's grateful and not how to eat it, and the butcher will lose $1,000 or $2,000, he won't be angry at the rabbi. I've been hearing this is $1,000 and you're not angry. And then he lost $10 and he'll never forgive the rabbi. So they quote the name of Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, a psychological answer, that he's not so upset over the fact that he lost $10, he's upset why your enemy won the $10. If the Rav is going to pass him, the aim is a trade for him, it's far off. But my enemy isn't gaining anything. I'm prepared to lose $1,000 if that's what they did. But to lose $10 to my enemy, favor the enemy, that's why he'll never forgive the Rav. So the ancient thought that maybe there's another answer to the question. And he thought that there's a fundamental yisoid over here. That in Misa the Heta, when the Rav Paskins and the Trefa, and the Emai Paskins at Amara, woman has a shaman of his leader, it's a maratoni, maratoha. So the Rav is not really Paskining on this Mara, on this Behema. He's Paskining an abstract. If such a case should come up, what would the din be? Once he says what the din is in a mailer, this animal corresponds to that psak that he gave an abstract. So this behemoth will be trefa, will be also b'achila. Hashani came when you need a bezdin, and mammon is on the fashas when you need a bezdin. So the bezdin paskins on the case. So the bezdin is paskining. He, the rabbi, paskining against me. When he paskined by behemoth, he's a trefa. He's not paskining by behemoth. He's saying an abstract what the din is. This is really an idea that the Beis Yosef quotes in the name of the Tshuvas HaRosh. In the same initial Hanach about Pshara, I was going to have this to you later, Dabar. There are three different opinions among the Tanayim. One Tana says he never permitted, Bezin is never permitted to recommend the Pshara because it's Ivus Adin. The Torah tells us what the Din among. The other Tana says he permitted to recommend the Pshara, but he passed on Allah that it's a mitzvah that the Bezin should recommend to have a Pshara. What's the definition of Pshara? Many people assume that pshara is a compromise. One person wants $1,000, the other one says, I owe you nothing. So he divided it in half. So Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that that wasn't correct. That the mitzvah to make a pshara is also a din Torah. The poskim say that just like if the dayan, if the bezin was toy b'dvar mishnah, so the psak has chayzus, sometimes in a pshara also, the dayan can be toy b'dvar mishnah in a pshara. It's not just a compromise. A lot of times it's not a compromise. Rav Soloveitchik told over the story that he must have heard from Rav Chaim that once there was a couple who had a Jewish maid who worked for them. Jewish maid was not wealthy at all. She had one beautiful piece of jewelry. So one evening the Balabasta was going to a wedding, so she asked the maid if she could lend her that one beautiful piece of jewelry that she had. So she borrowed the jewelry, and then when she came home, she couldn't find it. She lost a piece of jewelry. So she was a shoyel. Shoyel is chayav b'yonsin. So the balabasta should have paid, but it was balabima, because the maid, there's a din in the pasuk in Chumash, balabima. If the maid was doing work for the balabasta at the time that she lent her the jewelry, so the Torah says that you're potter from onsin, you're potter from everything, even shia. Pasuk balabima is even potter from shia. So according to the din, the balabasta was potter. So they came to Rav Chaim for a din Torah. So Rav Chaim recommended they should agree to pshara. And then he said the pshara is that the balapasta should pay in full, not to divide it in half. Why is that? A pshara does mean a compromise. A pshara is a psak of lifnei mishur ha-din. There's a psak of din and there's a psak of lifnei mishur ha-din. We really should be koifer to make a pshara, because that's one of the dinim in the Torah. Some of the Rishonim count it as one of the tariyag mitzvahs. To go lifnei mishur ha-din. The Gemara in Bava Metzia around Daf Lamed quotes, "V'hadayta lahem es haderach asher yolchabo es hamas asher yasu." Haderach asher yolchabo es ha-din. Ma'aseh asher yasu es lifnei mishur ha-din. Say that Titaka Kaifa and Lifni Mishur said, and we paskin a Chosha Mishpah in Simon of Pshar, I think it's Simon Yud Beis. We paskin, you're not Kaifa and Pshar. They usually say the reason why you're not Kaifa and Yeshiva, they say the reason why it doesn't make sense to be Kaifa and Pshar is because, let's say, a person doesn't want to sit in Sukkim. So they'll beat him up. Makanosach, Tetein Afshar. Beat him up till either he's going to agree to eat in the sukkah, to shake the lulav, to eat the matzah, or he's going to drop dead. That's the push pshah. That's a teitzei nafsha. Chaim Heller put out in Europe, he put out Seita Mitzvahs Laharamam with footnotes on the bottom of the page. He knew Arabic. So every so often, the one who translated Seifa Mitzvahs from Arabic into Hebrew writes, he doesn't really know Arabic so well, but he's going to try to translate it all. So they always assumed for many years that he was just writing out of humility. And Rav Chaim Heller said, no, that's what Kapach also said. No, he did know Arabic so well. So that's what Kapach did over the whole, he translated anew, the whole Pirush HaMishnah Esla Rambam. And every so often there's a major mistake. And Rav Chaim Heller took the old translation of the Sefer HaMitzvah and he just touched it up here and there where he felt that there was an absolute mistake. And say that the Chafetz Chaim said after Chaim is still alive, when Rav Chaim Heller put out the Sefer HaMitzvah and Rambam in Europe. So he said that now you're not allowed to use the old Sefer HaMitzvah, but the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Al Tashkin Ba'olecha Avlo, you're not permitted to keep a Sefer Sheina Muga around the house. If you have a Sefer that has mistakes in it, so that's going to be an Avlo. So you shouldn't have such a Sefer in the house. And he said, you're not allowed to use the old Sefer HaMitzvah because it's full of mistakes. So so Rav Chaim Heller has a footnote in one place when the Rama quotes this din. It's the Gemara in Ksuvah's Daf Peivav that there's a person, mitzvah's essay, and the person doesn't want to do the mitzvah, kofen osat she teitzei nafsho. So he quotes the Shita Mekubetz that says on that Gemara, it doesn't mean until he drops dead, until he becomes unconscious. Once he becomes unconscious, so what are you going to keep on hitting him for? You keep on hitting him and you ask him, are you prepared to eat the matzah? And he says, no, you hit him again, I bet. Once he becomes unconscious, you can't ask him, are you prepared to eat the matzah? So it doesn't mean till he drops dead. Not to be taken literally, Achet takes enough till he drops dead, but till he becomes unconscious. But still, so you're koifa ala mitzvah. So why not be koifa on lifting Mishur HaSadim? That's a din. Some Rishonim count it as an independent mitzvah to go lifting Mishur HaSadim. So in the Shivas, they say the pshat probably is that if they beat up the person till he eats matzah, bottom line, the end of the day, he ate the matzah. He ate in the sukkah. He shook the loaf, whether he was in a good mood or a lousy mood. At the end of the day, he did the mitzvah. But over here, the mitzvah of lifnei mishur ha-din is only being fulfilled if the person does it out of motivation like that. He wants to do it, lifnei mishur ha-din. If he does it because of beating him up, then we're going to keep on beating him up till he's going to become unconscious, till he's going to drop dead. So he's not, even if he'll give already the money, he's not yet to the mitzvah of lifnei mishur ha-din. If you don't do it out of the goodness of your heart, then you're not yaitzeh. So it doesn't help over here if you'll be koifer. That's what they say in the yeshivas. That's the reason why. But whatever, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlekes on Rishonim, a simi yud beis, and hilchas pshara. You pass on that yet. You're not koifer on pshara. But when you make a pshara, it doesn't mean that it's a compromise that you divide in half. You pass on whatever Yosha dictates. Sometimes there's a conflict between what it says in the Chumash, the din is the din, and then Yosha dictates otherwise. Rav Chaim thought in this instance where the Mishareses, the Jewish Mishareses, was very faithful to her, to the family that she worked for years, and she only had one piece of jewelry, and the Balabasta lost it, she lent it to her, and she lost it at the wedding. So he felt that Yosha dictates that they should pay the full amount. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik did for him. That the pshara is a psak of lifnei mishur ha-din. So the rush over there, there's a chuvas ha-rush at the Beis Yosef, because the rush uses an expression that appears in the Gemara in Yevamos and Perek Mitzvos Chavitza, Beidina Basa Beidina Loi Daiti. He says, if you have a Bezdin Paskan the Pshara, so one person, let's say over here, the Balabasta lost in the Pshara, and the Mishareses has won the Tzat. So why can't the Balabasta back out? The Balabasta originally agreed to go for Pshara. Chaimes, would you both agree to a Pshara? They said yes. So she agreed, so what? But then once she hears what the psak is, that she has to pay the full amount for the piece of jewelry, why can't she back out from her agreement to follow the pshar? So the Rosh has an expression from the Gemara, and Yivam is Beidina Basa Beidina Loidaka. What it means is, when a Bezin paskins on the case, whether the Bezin paskins din or the finisher is again, whatever Bezin paskins, the case is closed. The psak is on this case, not a psak in abstract. When you paskin on Hilchas Trefer, so you paskin on Mara, on a Mara, what's a Mara Tome, Mara Tome? That's a psak in abstract, whatever. It's not a psak on this case. So that's why, let's say, Chochm Sha'osein Chaber Rashoi Lahatir, so the Rishonim have a whole discussion. Why not? It's not that the case is closed. When you have a Bezdin paskinning, a Mominus and the Fosh, they're paskinning on this case. So that's Rav Soloveitchik thought that why is it, let's say, when a woman has a Shaila in Hilchas Nida, she can ask her brother, she can ask her father the Shaila. I pray for Mapsudam Ladun. The answer is, the father is not paskinning on her case. He's paskinning in abstract what the din should be. Masheni Kena, the din Torah, when you have a Bezdin, so then the Bezdin is paskinning. In this case, the case is closed. So he thought that's the reason why, if the Dayan will paskin that the behemah is a trefa, he's not paskinning on my behemah. So I'm not going to be angry at the Dayan. He's paskinning in abstract. Masheni Kena, if there's a din Torah, and he paskins, I have to pay $10, I'll never forgive the rabbi because he paskin on me, he paskin against me. In the Gemara, that's not what the expression means. And the Gemara in Yibam is Bedina, Bosa Bedina Daikin means a whole different thing. The Gemara says, when a man dies and he leaves no children, no descendants, so you have to have, a man is married, you have to have Chalitza. So, I have a relative who, a very distant relative, who the girl was had a graduate degree and the boy barely finished high school. The boy was a Shvacha Kup. And they got married in Zurich. They both lived in Zurich. And the boy felt so lowly of himself. He committed suicide after a couple of months. He was so depressed over the fact that his wife is so far advanced ahead of him. So that she didn't have a chance to become pregnant. She didn't have any children, so they needed chalitza. But they were so embarrassed that the boy committed suicide, so he tried to keep it a secret. And when they needed the chalitza, so instead of having the chalitza there in Zurich, they both lived in Zurich, so they went to London. So the Gemara says, when you come to do chalitza, it's a din and it was given also, the only right to get, let's say a man or a woman come, they say that they're married and they want to get divorced, and the husband says, my name is Pliny, I'm Pliny, the wife's name is this, and the right to get. So, Menat Torah, it would appear, the Ksois points out, Menat Torah, the man is believed to say what his name is. How do we know he's telling the truth? Maybe he's the boyfriend. He's saying, my name is, he's going to say the husband's name, and they're going to write a patur that the husband gave a get to his wife. And then they go to a different business and they shall marry the guy who came and he said he was the husband and gave her a get. Maybe he's a faker. Maybe he's someone else. And the Gemara says, whatever reason, you'll have to figure out why, you're learning Sanhedrin, whatever reason, the din is that Menat Torah, he's Neman, to say who I am, to say what his name is. And the Rabbanon, they say, Echum, Ein Cholzin, when you want to do Chalitz, Elam Kei Makir. The Bezin has to be Makir who they are. So usually when a couple comes, they want to get divorced, so they have to come with a driver's license, with a passport, a photo ID, to show who you are. Or they come with wedding pictures, and they bring a ksuba, and it has the husband's name, and has pictures from the wedding, so you know that this is the husband and the wife that they're married. But the Mishnah says, in Gittin, there's a Mishnah, Misha Hayo Mushlach Bebor, the Romans would throw, at the time of the Chorban Rabbis, they would throw Jews into dungeons, and they would drop, and they would die there. They would stay in the dungeon until they would die. So the husband doesn't want his wife to be in Aguna, so he screams out, Kol Hashem Eskot Yichtav Get Liishti, my name is so-and-so, I come from such a city, my wife's name is such-and-such, do me a favor, write a get and give it to my wife, so she won't be in Aguna. So the Gemara says, but it's a Makirit. Maybe it's somebody else making believe that it's the husband. How do you know that it's the husband? It says, you see that b'shasatat kais v'minayis na'afal pishayim akir. The whole, that's what it says, you see from that Gemara, that the whole requirement for hakor is only midirabbanan. And I told the Odom is never allotment to say what his name is. So when they went, so that's when the Almona went to London, she had to take a, she went with her brother-in-law, her husband's brother, to do the chalitza. Because they're embarrassed that the local bezim should hear that the husband committed suicide. But they had to take a third person along who knew that they were brothers, that this boy who was doing the chalitza was a brother of the other one. They had the same father. You don't have to have the same mother, they had the same father. So the Gemara has a shaila, is the bezim permitted to do chalitza if the, and they always write this into the document. If the bezin does a chalitza, so they write a shtar chalitza, a shtar raya. Usually to write a shtar, you have to have das hamizchayv. If you don't have das hamizchayv, it's no good. It's mitiyam alone and tiksovim. That's what all the rishonim say. How can there be an institution of shtar? Shtar is not going to say this tiksov. It's a contradiction to the din of mitiyam alone and tiksovim. We weren't getting that fine aleph as a drosha al pishnai meidim, al pishlosh eidim. So all the Rishonim, so Tosfos writes on the side of the daf there, on daf ayin aleph and aleph and git. Look what I wrote in Ksuvas daf chaf. They explain how is a shtar ever good. So that's what Tosfos writes in the Baal Mor. All the Rishonim say like that. If the shtar is written, midas and mischayv, then it has a din of shtar. So the exception to the rule is over here. It's a Gemara later in Sanhedrin. If the bezin writes a psak bezin, let's say the bezin writes, we supervise the chalitza, and the chalitza is kosher, and the woman is permitted to remarry. So what das hamischayv is there over here? Who gave the bezin permission to write the shtar raya, that the woman did the chalitza properly? So that's the exception to the rule. You have to figure out why is that so. The shtar maaser bezin doesn't need das hamischayv. Bezin has the ability to write the ksav maaser bezin without any das hamischayv. Some say that it's based on the pasuk Gela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneim. So the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin has a good one. Why do you say Asher Tosim? Sima usually goes on a tangible object. Lahasim means to play something. We should say Ela Mishpatim Asher Talamdein. So the Gemara has a drasha soon around the Chesha. So Ela Klei Hadayanim. Ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneim. Moshe Rabbeinu should teach the Yisrael the Dinim. And you should give Klei Hadayanim. They should give a nightstick to the Dayanim, in case they have to beat people up, that they should, or a whip to give Malkus, to force people to follow the Psak of the Bezin. So I think they quote from the Chassam Sofer like that. And included in that Pasuk, Eilu Klei Dayanim, is that the Bezin has a right to write a Shtar Maaser Bezin, otherwise, how will they be able to function? I remember there was a Din Torah. There was a Din Torah. Better not say too many details or you figure out who it is. There were two rabbis had shuls in the same neighborhood. So one rabbi brought the other rabbi to a din Torah. He has no right to open a shul in my neighborhood. I'm the chief rabbi of the whole neighborhood. So they had a din Torah, and the Bezin Paskin, that the other one had a right to open a shul. So the one who lost the din Torah sent out letters, told him his balabatim, we won the din Torah. Fakir. He lost the din Torah. The Bezin Paskin. So how are you going to prove it? So if Bezin's going to write a letter that he lost the Din Torah, good. He won't give them permission. The one who lost is the Das HaMaschai. He's not going to give them permission that they should send out a letter that he lost the Din Torah. So the Din is that Bezin doesn't need permission to write the Psak Bezin. They can write the Shtar Maaser Bezin without Das HaMaschai. So that's a discussion. Why? So the Chassam Sofer, they say, it's based on Eilu Klei Hadayanim, Shetosim Lefneim. And others have a different suggestion. So that you have to figure out, you have to work on that. It's interesting, there is a Gemara later on Lamed Vav, Omer Aleph, there are different girsas in the Gemara. The Rambam and the Rabbah have two different girsas. The last five lines, the last four lines. When you have a vote, they're taking a vote, there's a machlokes. So in Tumah V'Tara, let's say, Ha'ovah B'noi, count as two votes. Let's say you have a machlokes. So the father and the son, the Rebbe and his Talmidim, each one has another vote. So if you're trying to figure out what the consensus is, what's the Rebach, Rav Lahata, so however, but no, Rabbi Talmidim, Moinim Lehem Mishnayim. But in Dinim Amunis, in Dinim Nefoshis, and in Malkus, in Kiddush HaChodesh, Nibrashan, however, but no, Rabbi Talmidim, Ein Moinim Lehem Ela Echot. So that's the Girsa that Rashi and the Rebbe have. that Mamanis and the Foshas have the same din. And the Rambam had the other Girsa in the Gemara. The Rav that says a mistake in Girsa doesn't make any sense. The Rambam had the Girsa, Ha'ovah Beno, Ha'rabah Talmido, count as two in the din Torah of Dini Mamanis. Only in the Foshas they don't count as two. So Rashi and the Ravid say, whenever you need a number of Dayanim, Dini Mamanis, you need a Bezn of three. The Foshas need a Bezn of 23. How can he count Ha'ovah Beno as two votes? The Pasul Adun, a father and a son are not kosher lohay together, so whoever is not kosher lohay is not kosher lohay. Can't have a bezna with Kroivim. The Baron Soloveitchik used to have a chiddush, that even though the Gemara says in the end of Nidorim that for the purposes of Hatoros Nidorim, I can go to a bezna of three, even though one of them is my brother, one of them is my father. A korev is good. So in Shulchan Aruch they say the reason why a korev is good, because if it would be this bezin is a good bezin to be done for someone else. To be done for me, he's a korev to me, but to other people, it's not a korev. So therefore, by Hatoros and Dorim, it's good, even though he's a korev. Well, let's say the members of the bezin are korevim zel hazeh. It's a father and two brothers, or the father and the two sons during COVID. During COVID, and a lot of community, I remember something, they called me up from Australia. So the government didn't allow any other shuls to be open at all. So they couldn't have Hatoros and Dorim on air, Rosh Hashanah. So the rabbi said they're going to do it by Zoom. So how are they going to do it by Zoom? You can't have a group of people together. So the rabbi said, I have two sons. The father and two sons, they'll constitute the bezin. People will talk to them on Zoom. They'll tell them, Shimon the rabbi said, they'll be matter, everybody's neder by Zoom. So I told my parents, that kroivim is good means if one of the members of the bezin is related to the one who took the neder. But if two members of the bezin are kroivim, he thought, an interesting Kiddush, he thought that that's not acceptable. Reb Kivega has that. Reb Kivega wants to say that if one of the members of the Bezna is a woman, so according to those who hold that Isha Psula Lodan there, and Isha can't be part of a Bezna, so it's not going to be good for Hataras and Dorim either. Kroivim, if one of the members of the Bezna is a Korif to me, so the Bezna is a Kosher Bezna for another case. Here by Hataras and Dorim, it's even good for me. But if one of the members of the Bezna, the whole Bezna is Pasul, he can't serve as a Bezna anywhere, then it's no good for Hataras and Dorim. So Rabban Soloveitchik thought that just like Rabbi Kivega says, that Isha cannot be a member of the Bezin for Hataras and Dorim. So if you have, it's the rabbi and his two sons, that wouldn't be acceptable either. There's room to dig this up, but that's what he thought like that. So the Rambam had a Girsa in the Gemara, Ha'ovu Beno can count as two in Dini Mamanis, but they can't count as two in Dini Nefashos. A different girsa. So the rabbi is not happy with that girsa. So the Rambam asked the Kasha himself, how can it be a father and a son are two members of the Bezin and Dina Mamanis? How can you have such a thing? It's a posel of Bezin. So the Rambam says, when they take the vote, what halacha is, then you can be mitzarif, all the b'no as two. But when they make the final gemar din, then you can't have all the b'no. So the rabbi says, what do you mean the final Gemara? What do you mean? What are you taking a vote? The vote is the final Gemara Din. The Rambam holds you have a double, you have two votes. First they take a vote what the Din is, and then they take a vote again what the Din is. What is he talking about? That's what Rambam Soloveitchik said over Pshat and the Rambam. I think he may mention that he got it from, there was a Rosh Yeshiva in Skokie years ago, a Rav Chaim Korb, and he put out Svarim called Nesivas Chaim. So this is, Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't like the Sefer. He when he used to get a Sefer in the mail, he used to read enough till he found something he didn't like, and then he gave it to the Gottesman Library. And he gave somebody his phone to the Gottesman Library that they printed a sticker that said, this book was donated to the library by Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik. It has a lot of Svarim like that. So he read enough till he found something he didn't like, then he gave it away. But this he did like. This was a good piece. So he says, in Issa the Heter, you just have a psak and abstract. So Maman is in the Foshas also. First you have psak and abstract. If such a case should come up, what would the din be? And then, normally you do it with asachas. They give you what the psak is, and then they say, ish ploni at the zaki, ish ploni at the chayv. They relate the abstract psak to the case. Over here, when you have Ovid Benoi, or Rabbi Talmidai, because the Rebbe taught the Talmud, and the Talmud doesn't have an independent opinion, he didn't figure it out on his own. The father taught his son, and the rabbi taught the Talmud. So in some cases, you don't count them as two. But when you do count them as two, That's saying what the abstract psak is, that there's no psul over there, however, but no, there's no psul over Kareifim. But then when you want to have a Bezdin relate the abstract into this particular case, then there's a din that Bezdin can't have Kareifim. So there is such a Rambam. They tell you on the side, it's the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchas Sanhedrin, Aloch Ches, where the Rambam talks, he sounds like he's talking about two votes. There are two votes in a din in the Foshes case, and in the Nidimamanis case, the first vote is to say what the din should be in abstract. See, if the din is that he's whatever, chayiv or pater, then they have to relate the din to the case. So the second vote, for that you need a bezdin cherim. If one of them is going to be karev to the other one, then he has to remove himself for the before it comes to the second vote. Then you may not have 23, you may not have 3 in the second vote. So that's, so the Gemara in Yevamos has a discussion. Would a Bezdin be permitted to supervise a Chalitza if they didn't have the third person there? Third person traveled from Zurich to London to identify. I know for a fact that this man is the brother of the one who passed away, who was the husband of the wife. You have to have Hakar Mipi Acher Midirabbanim. But let's say the Bezdin did not ascertain that. We always write that in Nishtar Chalitza. We write, V'yishtemoy de'inu. That's a Gemara Nevam, it's the text. V'yishtemoy de'inu means he karnuhu. We identified that the one who did the Chalitza was the brother of the Nifta. They had the same father, and therefore he's allowed to do the Chalitza. But what if the Bezdin will leave out that line, V'yishtemoy de'inu? They'll supervise the Chalitza, but they themselves don't know whether the one who did the Chalitza, he claims that he's the brother, but the Rabbanan, they're not supposed to rely on that. So if they'll write the Shtar Chalitza, and they won't write Velohi Karnuhu, we didn't identify, we just saw a man claim that he is the brother, would we permit the Bezdin to supervise such a Chalitza? So maybe you should say that Beidina Basa Beidina Loi Daike, the second Bezdin, may not read carefully the Ksav of the first Bezdin, so they may think the first Bezdin must have investigated. Why would they have done Chalitza if they didn't ascertain that he was the brother of the Niftar? So do you have to be concerned, Beidina Bas Beidina Loi Daike, the second Bezdin will be relying on the first Bezdin, that they checked into it, and they didn't check into it, so the second Bezdin will permit the woman to remarry, even though we don't know that the Chalitza was really done by the brother. Or do you say, no, the second Bezdin will realize it, doesn't say Ishtamay Dina, doesn't say Hikanu. So you don't have to be concerned. So the simple reading of the expression in the Gemara, Beidina Bas Beidina Loi Daike, just means, are you concerned that the later Bezdin will have such respect for the first Bezdin, they won't investigate to find out whether the first Bezdin did a Hakara, the Piacherim, before they supervised the Chalitz. But the Rosh uses the expression, the Chubas HaRosh, that the Besesi quotes in Simi Yud Beis by Pshara. The Rosh uses the expression with a different meaning, that when Bezdin paskins on a case, the case is closed. So that's why once a Bezdin paskins on a Pshara, you can't say the fellow who lost the dintara can't turn around and say, well, I no longer agree to the pshat, I want to go for a dintara now. He has no right to back out. Once there's a psak bezin, the case is closed. Let's say he went to the ktsois, and the ktsois had a bezin, and he paskin. And then later on, they'll go to the nesivis. The nesivis doesn't agree with the ktsois, but he can't really prove that the ktsois is 100% wrong. He thinks otherwise. He understands the Gemara differently. So that's a din. Beidina basa beidina loy daike. If the first Bezdin already gave a psak, the case is closed, and you can't have a psak from another Bezdin. Not the same as Issa the Heter. When Chacham Shasa and Chaver Hashem Hatir, the first Chacham said, I hold that this animal is a trek. I hold the Erev is no good. Then the second one has a right to say, I hold the Erev is good. I hold the animal is not a trefa. So the Gemara says, Chacham Shasa and Chaver Hashem Hatir, so Rishonim have different explanation. Why? Why is Chaver Hashem Hatir? You don't say the case is closed. Case is not closed. He has the right to say a psak and abstract. The Sokhan Chacham should have the right to say a psak and abstract. Okay? They say that it is good. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they discuss the Shach and Yerudah, they discuss the different explanations that the Rishonim give. Why Beidina Basa Beidina Loi Daiki? Why Chacham Shasa and Charer Asher Ahti? Here, the opening Mishnah, the Gemara points out that they're talking about two types of Dini Mamlis. Dini Mamlis B'shloishas Hados Mahavos and Zeilus Mahavos B'shloishas is Zeilus Mahavos. What exactly is the difference between Hados Mahavos and Zeilus Mahavos? The Rav Soloveitchik assumed that the difference is, I remember, Mendel Zaks was the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim. He used to give the smicha in Radin. He's the one who gave Dr. Belkin smicha. He used to give a shir in Radin. So he was the Bochen in the yeshiva. He came to America after the war, in the middle of the war, and then Dr. Belkin was the president of the yeshiva, so that was his rebbe, that's why he gave the smicha. So he hired him as the Bochen in the yeshiva. I remember when I was in high school, whenever a rebbe would be absent, whatever mesichta they were learning, but Mendel Zaks was the official sub to any shia. He can walk in any day and he'll sub in any mesichta. He knew all of the gemaras by heart. He knew a lot of poskim also. So Rav Mendel Zaks gave a bechina to the students at Rav Soloveitchik's class when we were learning this gemara. So he asked them, what's the difference in Hadas and Allah? So we said, oh, Rav Soloveitchik said he didn't think it was correct. But I'll say what Rav Soloveitchik said. So he thought that the difference is the gemara has a concept that's called milvah ksilavatar as opposed to milvah shenik ksilavatar. The word milvah in this context doesn't necessarily mean a halvor. It just means a chov mamon, you owe money. So there's a milvah ksilah b'Torah, chov mamon that the Torah imposes. Let's say, I'm a chayvel, I'm a mazik, gzeilus v'chavolus, pidyon ha-ben is a milvah ksilah b'Torah, chiv mamon that the Torah imposes. I didn't accept it upon myself. If I buy an automobile and I agree to pay, that's a milvah shenik ksilah b'Torah. Even if it wouldn't be written in the Chumash, that's a hischaydus midas. I accept it upon myself. I bought the automobile. I agreed to pay the $40,000 for the automobile. I buy a house. I agreed to pay $1 million for the house. Or a halvor if you borrow money. So that's a hischaydus midas. So that's the difference, Rav Soloveitchik thought. That's the difference between... Tosis says like that. Milvah she'enik ksivah b'Torah does mean that it doesn't appear in the Chumash. The Chumash says... It says in the Chumash that the loiter has to pay back the money that he borrowed from the Malvin. But Tosis explains in Ksubis and other places, means even if it weren't written in the Chumash, we would know on our own that it's chayv to pay because it's a hischayvus midas. Where do you see, are there any differences halacha lemaisa between a milvah ksubatar and milvah shenik ksubatar? So Soloveitchik, on the first day of Shia, said he taught us a bikiyas. He quoted the Shita Mukubetzes in Bava Kama and Daf Ayin on the base, quotes the Meiri. Now we have the Meiri. We don't need the Shita Mukubetzes to quote him. So the Meiri quotes the Chacham Tavans, came up with the Chiddush, that the Din of Kumbay, the Rab Minhe, doesn't apply to Milu Haksul Vater. Let's say a fellow smoking a cigar on Shabbos, and he goes into the bank and he borrows $1,000. So he's Chayv Nisi because he's smoking a cigar. And then he's borrowing money. So would you say, come play with the rabbi? Since he's chayv misa for smoking on Shabbos, he's doing havara, so therefore he's potter from paying the havara. So the Miri says, the Miri interprets the Gemara. The Gemara says, esna nasa torah fila bo alima, esna zayna. He's not only usher, if he goes to a prostitute, or zayna, even if he's mezana with his own mother, and he made up in advance that he's going to pay her money for the shivas poilim. So the Miri assumes, number one, it's questionable, Miri assumes, number one, that Schiras Poelim is his Chayvus Midas. There's what to discuss whether that's so. Maybe it's not his Chayvus Midas. He assumes that it's his Chayvus Midas. And number two, he thinks that the Pasuk says, V'yom Chorasi Kadei V'shosai. The Gemara says, Mishim Risha Achas HaTamachai V'yatamachai V'mishim Shtei V'shiras. That's one of the Mekoris V'kam Levi the Rabbi. That's only Tzachiyah Mamad that the Torah imposes a Risha. If a person borrows money, how can you call that a Risha? Risha means the Torah imposes the chiyuv. So you don't say kam la bidirabine. There are other differences as well. The Gemara has a machloikis, where the milvah ksilvah Torah kiksuvah bishtar damya, or not. The milvah bishtar, the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra, has a difference between milvah bishtar and milvah balpeh. So one difference is that in milvah bishtar, you can be goyver from the Shabbatim, you can take away from the Lisanim and from the Lukuchas. Milvah balpeh, we pass, can you goyver from Yisanim? But you're not going from Lakuchas. There's no sheep in the chosin. So the Gemara has a machlekes. What about a milvah haksilah b'tor? Torah says, Oynis ha-mefatim, Oyti shamra, all of the chiyubei mamim, pigin ha-ben, all the chiyubim that the Torah imposes, the person didn't accept it, midaito. So would you say that it's kiksuvah b'shtar damya, the Torah imposes the chiyub to the maximum? When the Torah imposes the chiyub, it's understood that there's a sheep in the chosin as well. You can collect from the Lakuchas. Or perhaps not. Milvah ksivah Torah. Lav kiksuvah b'shtar. That's how we pass. Lav kiksuvah b'shtar damya. It does not have this status. You don't say the Torah imposes to the maximum, and it always has the sheep and the chosin with it. So we pass. Lav kiksuvah b'shtar. There's another difference also between milvah ksivah Torah, milvah shenik ksivah Torah. The Torah never imposes a chiyav mamon apachas mishaveh putam. Let's say I scratched your automobile, But amazing, I go over to the automobile and I scratch it a little bit. So I'm another mamazik, so I have to pay. How do you figure out how much you have to pay? You have to figure out kama hoisa shava limkor. How much would the automobile sell for before I scratched it? How much would it sell for after I scratched it? You don't have to pay how much it would cost for the auto shop to fix the damage. You have to pay the differential. How much would it sell for before? How much would it sell for after? It could well be that if you make a slight little scratch, there's nothing. It would sell for the same amount before and after. So you pay nothing. But so let's say the automobile will sell for slightly less and the differential is pachas mishavaputa. The person steals pachas mishavaputa and he destroys it. Automamazik is mazik something, a piece of paper. He burns a piece of paper and they sell five piece sheets of paper for a penny. So he was mazik a pachas mishavaputa. So the din is that Torah never imposes a chiyuv mammon of less than a shavuot. But let's say a person buys a candy from the store, and they sell five candies for a penny, and he buys one. So he's mechuyev to pay the pachas mishavuot. That's his chayis medad. How is he going to pay? So I'll have to figure out what coin is he going to pay. I'll have to pay something else. I'll have to pay some other way. So if you have his chayis midas, you can even be mishavuot yourself and less than a shavuot. But if it's a lubak, silabat Torah, the Torah's only mechayev here if it's a shavuot or more. The Minhas Chinuch points out that in the beginning of Bava Kama, the Gemara says that there are 24 Avos Nezikim. So the Gemara says, what's the definition of Avos Nezikim? So Rashi writes on the opening Mishnah of Bava Kama, Avos Kor Lahanech Techsiv and Behedi Bekor. Whatever says explicitly in Chumash, that's called Avos, and whatever is sufficiently similar to what's described in the Chumash, as a din of Tolden, told the same Kayetze Behen. The Tolden, you have to pay the same as you would pay by the Ovis, if it's sufficiently similar, it has the same thing. So the Gemara says that there are 24 Ovis Nezik, and some of them are only made the Rabbanim. So if they're only made the Rabbanim, you can't say that they're called Ovis because it's Mufurish Bikro. It's only made the Rabbanim. So how can you say Ovis Karla Hanach Techsin Behadi Bikro? So the Gemara asks, am I Karla the Ovis? Why do you call it Ovis? And some of them are made the Rabbanim. It's not what the real meaning is. Ovis means whatever is Mufurish and the Pasik. The Gemara says that kulam dina kavus mishalam in meitav. The dina meitav. The Gemara says there's a gigantic zereshova tachas nesini mishalam kesef like an octopus. A zereshova that all the 24 avos nezikin pay meitav. The Gemara says even why does he say a number each one? The Mishnah says arba avos nezikin. Why does he say the number? Because the next time it says that there are 13 avos nezikin. Why does he say 13? Because the next time it says that there are 24. Why did he say 24 lapuke? What? The Gemara says, Lemute Mose Mefago. He didn't mention two more. So what do you mean, Lemute Mose Mefago? So in the beginning of Croesus, I think, but the Gemara quotes it from, I'm mistaken, I think the beginning of Croesus. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Lemute Mose Mefago? So Rashi said that you don't pay Meitav. That's what it's Lemute. You only pay Meitav on the 24, but on the other two, Mose Mefago, you don't pay Meitav. Tosfos says, Ma pitom? Well, you do pay meitav, just the Tana didn't count it because not talking about kachin, not talking about machshava. The reason why you didn't count it, but you pay meitav on everything. This gigantic zereshava tachlis sinah shalom kesef. Everybody pays meitav except for halvoy. Halvoy you pay beinonis. Where did that come from? Halvoy you pay beinonis. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara in Perek HaNizokin. So what opinion is? One opinion is that min haTorah bal chayv is dinah b'meitav, and it's only with the Rabbanan that we knock it down. And the Gemara gives a whole psychological explanation why they knocked it down to be beinonis. We don't accept that opinion. We pass from bal chayv dinah b'ziburis. Nikar adin, the Lord can pay ziburis. And it's only with the Rabbanan that they elevated. The Gemara gives a whole explanation why they changed it. Why they changed it from ziburis to beinonis. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, but there was such a gigantic Zereshava that covers everything, covers all the 26, the 24 Avos Nezikin with the Moser Mefago. So why shouldn't I say that the Balchev should also be Dinakim Menantar Bebeitav? Why don't we accept that other opinion? The third opinion in the Rishalmi, the Bavli, the third opinion in the Rishalmi, that Beninis is Menantar. So that the Bavli doesn't even mention such an opinion. But the Bavli quotes the two opinions. We pass from Allah, Bachov Dina Menatar B'Ziburis, and Tzolim B'Rabbanah that we pay Beinonis. So Menachas Chinuch asks, why isn't it Menatar B'meita? Such a gigantic Gzeres Shavah. He couldn't find a pasuk to fit into the Gzeres Shavah. The Baal Chayyim is also the same. So he says, the Chachamim felt, the Tanoim felt, he can't say that. Because Halvoa is a Hischabis Midas. The Gzeres Shavah only goes on Milbak Sirvatar Chiyuvim that the Torah imposes. The Torah imposes it to the maximum that you have to pay Meitav, you have to pay from the best. If it's a little shenik suvabatar, but his chayvis midas, so then that gzera shava doesn't apply. They felt in svara it's different. So there are quite a few differences between milvak suvabatar and little shenik suvabatar. So that's Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's what the Gemara means over here. That the original psukim that the Gemara has on Gimel on the base is said three times Avahim, 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 Loshen Chol. It's not Loshen Kodesh. And so Rechik had kindness against the Minchas Chinuch. He always writes Elokim with a kuf. Then when he writes about Avodah Zarah, he writes Elokim Acherim. So he said he didn't understand. Why does he write Elokim? It's Lashon Chol. Avodah Zarah, he also writes Elokim. When he talks about Lashon Avodah Zarah, he also writes Elokim. He said he should have written Elohim, Lashon Chol. It's not Kodesh. It's not Moshe Shem Shemaim Ator. Elohim Lashon Chol. So the Tanoim have a whole discussion and Gimel on the base. You add up how many times the word Elohim appears in the Chumash. So need a beznav shloshes muchim. So the Gemara says there's a mokim lachalek. When it's a chiyuv moment that the Torah imposes, then the Torah says you have to have a bezin to pasken it, to relate the psak to the person. If it's a hischayvis midas, by dos valvos, it's a hischayvis midas, he accepted it upon himself. So all you need is a chacham to give a psak. What the din is an abstract. Once you know what the din is, a mamela. He accepted the chiyuv upon himself. You don't need a bezin to paskin that it should be laid to you. A bezin is only needed when it's a chiyuv moment that the Torah imposes. You need a bezin should say on the case, you're chayv to pay. But if he accepted this chiyuv upon himself, you don't need a bezin. Just hayru asisa deheta would be enough. So the Gemara has this machlekes whether Irapash is Kosukana, any Irapash Khan. The original din of Shloshes Smuchim only appears in the Chumash, in the three Psukim, Elohim, 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 with respect to Xavier Sachabol. So, what about Hados, Vahavos? So, that's the Machlokes for the Chadami Kosher or not. The Chadami Kosher, if you hold Chadami Kosher, means just like there's a Bezdan of 23 from the Foshes, there's a Bezdan of 3 from Mammon and Sotu, there's a Bezdan of Chad. Has the status of a bezin, or it means no. It's like Hayruah Sisa de Heter. Just like in Hilchas Nida, you don't need a bezin. You go to a Chacham and it gives a Hayruah, it gives a Psak and abstracts. And maybe by Hados Vahavos, not a Chadami Kosher. It's sufficient with a bezin of Echod. Like by Momnes, it's sufficient with a bezin of 3. You don't need Shivni Echod, you don't need Chav Gimel. So what's the pshat chadami kosher? So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim on this Gemara. The Tosfos here on the base comments that the Gemara in Yevamah says gerzo shloshim mishpat ksivde. When you mekabel gerim, so you have to have the Tosfos dilamascha dibre hakol based on the base. The Tosfos quotes Yevamah's men vav on the base. He quote a line after Yevamah's Menorah, around 15 lines into the Tosfos. So he quote, Rabbi Yechanan says, Gera needs a Bezno 3 to supervise the Tefillah and the Mikveh, the Kabbalahs on Mitzvahs and so on. Mishpat Tzibdei. So they ask, how does he know that you need a Bezno 3? If you hold Chabam Mikosha by Hados Vavos, maybe it should be sufficient with a Bezno Vechot. So that's, so there's a fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim. What does it mean, Chadna Mikosher? Chadna Mikosher means that there's a concept of a bezin of Echad, but Hados Valvois, or Pshat is Hados Valvois. You don't need a bezin. All you need is a Chacham to Paskin. By a Ger, it can't be that you need a bezin to Paskin. You don't need any bezin. But we know, yes, any child, yes, anybody who knows ABC. This person is not Jewish. If and when he'll convert, he'll become Jewish. There's no Shiloh that you have to Paskin. When you say Ger Tzor Shloshim, it means that you need, it's a Maisa Bezin. The Geris has to be done, supervised by a Bezin. So if you hold Chad Nami Kosher, so Chad is out of, if you hold the Chad Nami Kosher, it means that you don't need a Bezin, just like a Rosh Yisra Heter. So that can't apply to Geris. So that's really, the Rashash points out. And the two Tosfos in the Yevamah are daf apart from each other. One Tosfos assumes that Chad Nami Kosher should even apply to Geris, and the other Tosfos says, no, that's out of the question. Chata Mikasha means that it's good for Hairasi to the Hefter. And Hoidos Lavois, all you need is a psak. You don't need a Maisa Bezin. You don't need a Bezin to relate the din to the case. So that's a big machlokes case. In the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Ramah. There's a Ramah who writes that the common practice in Europe, in the days of the Ramah, the common practice used to be that whoever would be the Morda Asra would make a Kiyum Ashtar without Shloisha. Because the Gemara is going to say a little later that Mumcha L'Rab Medan Afili Yechidi. If you have a Talmud Chacham who has a lot of experience in the Torah, so he can be done all by himself. So the Ramah writes that the practice is that we treat the Morda Asra as a Mumcha L'Rabim. That's why we appointed him as our rabbi. And that's why he can make him Ashtar all by himself. Mumcha L'Rab Medan Afili Yechidi. So that's a big question. Mumcha L'Rab Medan Afili Yechidi means that Chad Nami Kosher, he constitutes a Bezdin? Or that, no, Chad Nami Kosher doesn't mean that it's a Bezdin. It means that it's like Harua Sisa the Heta, but Kiyam Ashtar Nidam Isa Bezdin. That's not a Psaq. That's not like Harua Sisa the Heta. So that's a big taina that they have against the Ramon Chosha Mishba. Why he writes that the common practice used to be that the local rabbi would be able to do, we would permit him to do Kiyam Ashtar, Kiyam Shtoris, you really need a Bezdin. How can you say Chad Nami Kosham Kiyam Shtoris? And that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Whether Chad Nami Kosher by Hordos Vavos means you don't need a Bezdin, or Chad constitutes a Bezdin. The Gemara points out on Gimel Amud Aleph that the Mishnah lists off a whole bunch of different chiyuvei mamon, that everything needs a Bezdin of Shloisha. So it lists off Zeilus, Chavolas, Kefel, Dalet Rei, Arnes Mefatam, Otzi Shema. It lists off mamon and knas. There are differences between Mammon and Knas. Usually we understand the Gemara has, the Gemara gives you a little bit, what's the difference halacha ma'aseh between Mammon and Knas? So we know the difference is, in Mammon we say, Hadoas Baldin Kameim Damin Knas, we say that the Lord of Knas is not Chai. Lord of Knas is not Chai. Yeah, what's the difference in definition? Why should there be a difference whether Lord of Knas is not Chai, Lord of Mammon is Chai? What's the difference in definition between Mammon and Knas? So the Gemara says, Mammon is when, let's say, I borrowed $1,000 and have to pay back, or I bought an automobile and have to pay with it $40,000, or I was mazik you, or I allowed my animal to be mazik your property. So if I'm responsible for you losing money, I borrowed $1,000, so you're out $1,000, or I buy an automobile, so you don't have the automobile anymore. So whenever it's my responsibility that you have lost money, so then that's called mammon. Whenever it's yoseni mashu hizik, so it's not lemalei asachisor. I have to pay kefil dalav hey. You're paying nezek also. Nezek tzar yipushet. You're paying a lot of things. So what do you pay the chamishim shekel kesef? What are you paying that? So that's an oynish. That's an oynish. Whenever it's more called a mammon shein shtam barosh, if you're not paying, if the payment doesn't correspond to the hefsid mammon, then it's called knas, and then we assume that it's an oynish. In Baba Kama, the Gemara talks about the pasuk in Chumash that if one knocks out the shem yain of an eved kenayni, that the Kanaini is Yotzer L'Cheves. Everybody, he's not Yotzer L'Cheves like Dei Shem Yai. The Kanaini is Yotzer Dei Shem Yai. So the Gemara said that it's a Knas, because I own my Yavi Kanaini. Why should I be Mukhif to be Meshach for him if I knocked out of Shem Yai, the Rosh Yivarn? So the Gemara said that it's a Knas, and therefore Mehdi B'Knas would not be Chayim. So the Bir Hagos Hagro in Baba Kama, lying down on the base, points out, you see from the Gemara, the Braisa that the Gemara quotes there, that Moedi B'Knas is not Chayiv, even though he knows on his own that he's Chayiv. Afilu B'Balotz is in Deshamayim. You're not Mukhayiv to pay. You only have to pay the Knas if there isn't made a Gemardin like that. There's such a thesis in Ksuvus, also on the fourth paragraph in Ksuvus. But the Gemara in Baba Kama is more famous, and $9 on the base. That part of Ksuvus, a lot of Yeshivas, they never get that from. It's in the fourth paragraph in Ksuvus. Thesis points it out. Why should that be so? So the Pashtus is because paying knas is an oynish, and an oynish means that the bezdin is manish you. Let's say I know that I ate chazav and mezitz, so I'm going to give myself malchus. I know that I was Mechal Shabbos, but Nezin, so I'll kill myself. That's not called an Einish. An Einish means that the Bezdin is Manish, the person. Not that it's a self-imposed Einish. So just like it doesn't make sense that a person should give himself Malchus Anisa, doesn't make sense to call that an Einish, so it doesn't make sense that he should pay the Knas on his own. You need that Bezdin should be going Medinai. And when Bezin gives it Mardin, and Bezin makes him pay, then he doesn't have to fight with the Bezin to try to resist, and he doesn't want to pay money, so he's going to take the money from his pocket, from his bank account. If he makes out a check, it's also good, but he's making out the check, has to follow up Psaka Bezin, then we call it an Einish. There's more later has a comment on the Pasuk, Lo Sivar Reish B'chol Mosh V'Sech and B'yoy No Shabbos. Why was Havara singled out? What's the mashmos of the pasuk? The 39 August malachas. Why was Havara singled out? So the Gemara has one suggestion. B'chol Moshe V'Secha means Moshe Bezdin, and Bezdin is not permitted to administer Misas Bezdin. The Sivareish goes on Sreifos Baskoyin, or the few cases in the Chumash where a person is chayv Misa Aydei Sreifa. So Bezdin is not allowed to be manish with Einish Misa on Shabbos. So the Rambam counts it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs as a separate mitzvah. There's a loisese not to do Moloch on Shabbos, then there's a loisese Shalola HaAnish on Shabbos. So the Mogen Avraham in Hilchus Shabbos asked the Kasha, the Gemara had a Havamina that I would have made a Kal V'chomer, that Misa's Bezdin is more important than all the Karbonos in the world, because it says, Im is b'chiti k'chein olomus. It's the only Kohen in the whole wide world who's able to do HaKrobos HaKarbonos, is Chayiv Misa because he killed someone. He did some Aveira, and he runs away to the Mizbeach, and he doesn't want them to kill him. So it says, Mimiz b'chita kecher alamos, we take him and we give him the death penalty, even though he's the only kind who can be makro kabbanis, and we won't be able to be makro any kabbanis. So if A is greater than B, and B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. That's called a kalbachayim, a yesh b'chal masai mona. So you see that Misa's Bezdin is more important than all her korbanos in the world, and the din is a korban shibana kavu, is Deichel Shabbos. So you see that Misa's Bezdin is more important than all the korbanos, and some of the korbanos are Deichel Shabbos, and should come out. If A is greater than B, B is greater than C. So Misa's Bezdin should be Deichel Shabbos. It should be greater than the din of Shabbos. So that's why you have a pasuk that says, Lo Sivar Reish, you're not allowed to administer Misa's Bezdin on Shabbos. So the Mogen Avraham says, it would have been a Havamina based on a Kal V'chomer. A is greater than B, B is greater than C. So the Pasuk tells you the Kal V'chomer is wrong. So it's a Malacha. So it's also because of Malacha. Why did the Rambam count it as a separate Loisese? So that's famous. Many years ago, Rabbi Mendel Kasha pulled out a Sefer HaRambam HaMechilta de Rashbi. He's the one who did all the work on the Torah Shlema. He did other things. He's famous for a lot of things. So he put out a whole Sefer. The Rambam, a lot of times in the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam quotes things from the Mechilta, the Reb Shem Baruchov, which we don't have. We don't have that Mechilta. So he shows that the Mechilta holds that the Kal V'chomer really is correct, Halacha L'maaseh. And if the Bezin will administer Misa's Bezin on Shabbos, they won't be considered Mechalei Shabbos. Because A is greater than B, B is greater than A is greater than C. Misa's Bezin is Decha Shabbos. It's a separate Isa. Shalola Ha'anish B'Shabbos. So that's why some of the later poskim say not about to put somebody in cherem on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though you're not doing any malach. Cherem is a curse that the person should drop dead. And if a person is meis b'niduyo, the bezin sokel misaron is to demonstrate that he really deserves skila. And it says that the relatives don't observe shiva, like haruge bezin, the relatives don't observe shiva. Misha meis b'nidu, we consider it that he died because of the curse of the bezin. So it's a separate issue. So Leitchik was mesupik. What if Bezdin will force a person to pay the Knas on Shabbos? So let's say they're not going to make him pay in cash in Yamukta, so they can pay in Shavu Kesef, or give Svarim, or give other things that are not Mukta. So there's a din, there's a Gzerim in the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to do Piron Choyv on Shabbos, Gzerim Shem Yichtov. But he said, is it only going to be, and he said, the Rabbanim of Gzerim Shem Yichtov, that you're not allowed to do Piron Achayit, maybe it'll be an Issa Deraisha, Shalola Anish B'Shabbos, because making a person pay a Knas is really an Einish. That's why it doesn't make sense that he should pay on his own. But the fellow wants to pay the Knas on his own, so the Biragra, the Hagos Hagra points out there in Baba Kam, Ayin Dalam and Beis, that it doesn't make sense to pay on your own. It's an Einish. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't explain what the Tzadi HaSofik were by him, whether if the Beis Din would force a person to pay the Knas on Shabbos, maybe not only would there be an Issa Derabbana, maybe there will be an Issa Deraisa of Lesev Araish. I don't think the Sofik was whether it's an Einish or not. I think it certainly is an Einish. Knas is an Einish, and that's why the Balotz is Eshemayim on his own. If there are no Edim and no Gemar, then you don't pay the Knas. It doesn't make sense to pay. The Sofik is that special lav, Shalola Hanish B'Shabbat, maybe it only goes on Einish Aguf, Malkus, Amiso, Acherem. Acherem is a curse, the person should drop dead. If the nature of the Einish is that we make and pay money, so maybe that kind of an Einish is not included in the person. But the pashtus is that that paying knas is an onish. So these are two different types of tashlumin, moment and knas. And knas is an onish, and it's usually yosem imashi hizik onishem efatam atzishemra, because he's paying already nezik sari pishavis boishin for the extra 50 shkolim yosem imashi hizik. What's the machlokes by Paul Ganiska chatzi nezik of shortam? On the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara alludes to the Machloikis in Bava Kama Daf Tezvot, where the Paga Niska Knosa Shortam pays Chatzinezik Nigufo, where the Chatzinezik is Moment of Knas, we pass him that it's Knas. How is that? That's not the Isa Mimashi Hizik, that's Poches Mimashi Hizik. So the Gemara explains why. So the one opinion is that it's Moment, it's not Knas. We pass him, the Gemara says, we pass him Paga Niska Knosa. Why? Because Tam Shvar Meches Kashim Ekaimi, the Baal HaShor wasn't mechuyev to watch his shor that it may do a crazy hezek mishuna. The definition of Karen is that it's mishuna. The definition is not kavanos v'hazik. The definition is mishuna. It could well be that for behemoths, whenever it's kavanos v'hazik, it's mishuna. For human beings, that's not so mishuna. We do things all the time. We're angry at someone, we break, we hit him, or we smash his property. But behemoths don't have so much seichel, so maybe whenever the behemoth does a hezek, maybe that's always called mishuna. But the Gemara says even if the behemoth eats something, but let's say a behemoth eats a live dog, behemoth eats the food that they put in front of it. If it has nothing to eat, so go find something not to eat off a live animal. So the Gemara says the behemoth eats, even though it's yesh hanoel hezeko, that's called keren. If it's mishuna, the Gemara says it depends on mishuna. So the Gemara says, if he holds Tam Shvarim, the Cheskashim Ekaim, he said the Baal HaShor wasn't Mechuyev to watch the Shor, then he shouldn't do a crazy Hezek. So he's not, so since he wasn't Mechuyev, so he really, he really shouldn't be Mechuyev to pay a penny over here. So that's why we assume that Paal Ganiska is Knosa. It's not Yosef Mimashe Hezek, but it's Yosef Mimashe Hoyet Tzorach Lies Mechuyev Vishalim. Mikra Edin, he should have paid nothing, because Tam Shvarim, the Cheskashim Ekaim. So that's the difference between Mammon and Knas. Moment is when Torah says I have to pay l'malei es achisorim to make good the hefsed moment that you are suffering. I borrowed money from you. I bought merchandise from you, and I didn't pay yet. I damaged you. I allowed my behemoth to damage you. So whenever I'm paying l'malei es achisorim, that's considered moment. Whenever it's yosem imashe hizik, or even if it's not yosem imashe hizik, but it's yosem imashe hoyet tzorach lias muchiv v'shalom yikra dinu, should have paid nothing. So then it's considered a knas. And the difference between mom and a knas is that might be knas is potter, because a knas is an einish, a self-imposed einish, is not considered an einish. But then the Gemara has a third category of tashlum. You have mom and you have knas, and you have kapara. The first Tosfos in the Perek quotes in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Gimel. Then they quote Daf Mem Aleph. From Daf Mem Aleph, there's an opinion. There's a, in the Shita Mekubes is there are two opinions whether this remains Lamaskana. A lot of Rishonim hold that remains Halach Lamaskana. This is the Maskana. That if you have an Eid Echod who testifies that my Shor Hamuel killed. An Eid Echod testifies my Shor Hamuel killed in Adam, I have to pay Kaifa. And Eid Echod is Mechayiv Mi Mamon. So there's one opinion in Shittim Gubetz. Once you get to the Maskana, the Gemara says nobody ever said that. But other most of the Rishonim say it does remain the Maskana. Eid Echod is believed indeed in Mamonist. We usually assume that two psukim we just read in Kriyas HaTorah, we read in the Shabbos afternoon, we read from Parshas Shoftim. So the two psukim, one near the other, One pasuk says, "Avishnayim edim avishloshim edim yumas hameis." Then the other pasuk that was not in the Kriyas HaTorah yesterday says, "Al pishne edim avishloshim edim yakum dover." So yumas hameis goes on nefashos. You need two edim or more. The yakum dover goes on mamonis. And then the third pasuk is, "Kimotzu ba'er vas dover." The husband has to tell that his wife was mizane. She's a soita asur labaylo. So then he has to divorce her. So how many edim do you need? So the Gemara hands out dava dava mi mama. Just like my mama in the pasuk says Yaakov and Dava, you need two edim. So by dava sheb d'erva, you also need two edim. So that's a din by mama is by nefashis and dava sheb d'erva, you need two edim. It's not always the same requirements, but mama is you need two edim. So how can there be an opinion in the Gemara and half of the most of the Rishonim assume we pass like that la locha? Then when it comes to paying kofer, ed echod is believed. How can it be al peidechad or al pi bailam? If the bailam admitted, so fine. Hoidos babdin kam eidim dami. But if the eidechad is made, why do you have to pay baislein eidechad? So that's what the Gemara says in Bavakamad Afnam Gimel Amad Aleph, that's what Tosis is quoting. The Gemara raised the possibility that kufra mamayna. The Gemara says, no, paying kufra, kufra kapara. There's a third tashlumin. There's mamayna and there's knas and there's kapara. What's an example of kapara? So the Gemara had a discussion regarding kofer. The maskana is that kofer kapara. Is there something that for sure is kapara? So Tosis writes in other places, the first daf in Eilon Iris, there's a long Tosis on Amud Beis, and the first daf, I think it's maybe Chav Tes Amud Beis, there's a long Tosis, where Tosis gives you around 5-6 differences on Loch HaLamaisa between kapara on the one hand, as opposed to Mamon and Knas on the other hand. So one of the differences here, Eidechot is believed by Kapara. Taisis Dem Babakame asks, what are some other differences in addition to Eidechot? So one difference Taisis has is that you don't apply Komlebi de Rabmini. Komlebi de Rabmini doesn't apply by Kapara. So there's such a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. When a person is Mechal Shabbos, B'mezid is Chayv Misa, person Mechal Shabbos, if he does the mezid of Hasroi, he's chayv misa. The mezid of Hasroi is chayv karis. And what if he's mechal Shabbos b'shoigig? So the klalos kol shel zana karis should be also chayv. Since if he would have been mechal Shabbos, the mezid he would have been chayv karis. So b'shoigig is chayv to bring a chatos. What is mechal Shabbos on two different things? One the mezid, one b'shoigig. So the Gemara said b'vasacha. So the Gemara says he's chayv misa. Before we kill him, we make him bring the korban. The Gemara says the fellow was carrying a container with food. So he's at Al-Akli, v'shogag al-ho'ichlam. He's at Al-ho'ichlam, v'shogag al-Akli. It's a funny case in the Gemara. So because he knew you're not allowed to carry food, that's how he knows that Echol Nefesh is mut on Yantav, it's not mutter on Shabbos. If he carries food on Shabbos, then he's it. It's chayv misa, because Asroa says chayv misa. But he thought that his mutter to carry kelim. He just thought Echol Nefesh is also on Shabbos. He thought food is also. He thought that kelim is mutter to carry. So he's chayev chatos because he carried the kli, and he's chayev nisa because he carried the ochlim, the mezid. So Tosis said, it's a funny kasha, not gemar. Why don't you say, come lebi the rabbi name? He's carrying both mamish bevasachas. And since he's chayev nisa, if he's carrying the one of the two, he carried the mezid, one he carried the shogeg. So since he's chayv misa on the mezid, why should say come like that? And he should be potter from bringing the chatos. The Tosis says the chatos, come like that. Only potters you from paying money. It doesn't potter from kapara. So that's what there's such a Tosis in the beginning of Bava Kama. Rashi writes that there's no din of koifer by Odom. If an Odom kills another person, he doesn't have to pay kofer. So Rashi writes, why? Because come levi the rabbi. So the Tosis says, come levi the rabbi has no shaychus. Why not? So the rabbeinu, the Tosis on Bava Kama that we have is a kitzur of the rabbeinu Peretz. Different mesichtes. The Tosis is a kitzur of different set of balei Tosis. The rabbeinu Peretz spells it out that kufra kapara and come levi the rabbi he doesn't partner from the kapara. Like the Gemara said, he's a la kli v'shogeg al ha'echlim. He's chai both Misa and Mom. You don't say come levi the rabbine by Kapur. So he says more nafkamina. One another nafkamina is let's say if I owe you money, whether I owe you mom and a knas, you can be moichel the money. But if I owe you money that's kapara, let's say my Shoah Muad killed an Adam he's dead, so I have to pay kofar to the Yorshim. So the Yorshim say, we're Michael, we don't need the money. So Tosis Mechadish said, Mechila doesn't help. Mechila doesn't help by kapar. Where did they come up with that idea, Mechila doesn't help by kapar? So they understood that based on the Mishnah and Trumas. Mishnah says that a zar she'ochal truma b'mezid is chai misa b'dei shamayim. A zar she'ochal truma b'shegik has to pay keren b'chaymish. And the Gemara Masech Shabbos has a statement that chaymish is to misa b'dei shamayim like chatas is to koris. Just like a dovish has done a koris in shegigos chatas. So a zar she'ochal truma b'mezid is misa b'dei shamayim. So a zar she'ochal truma b'shegik needs a kapara. He gets the kapara by paying the keren v'chaymish. So Tosis writes there in Ksubas, Daf Chav Tes and Beis, and in Psachim, there's such a Tosis also, they say that everybody agrees that the chaymish by Zar Shach, Al-Truma v'Shegi, that's kapara. And that's why the Mishnah, that's how Tosis understood, the Mishnah says that by Zar Shach, Al-Truma v'Shegi, the person who's Truma Ayet v'Shegi, he has no right to be Moichel me. I have to pay him the money. I have to pay why? So they understood that kapara is like a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's not a chiyah ben adam machaver at all. Momen iknas is a chiyah ben adam machaver. So he's a bidem to be moichot. But kapara is like ben adam lamaka, ben adam lashanayim. So that's why eid echod is believed. That's the Gemara Bava Kama, daf mem aleph from it. Eid echod is believed, according to many mishayim. That's the maskana thing. Eid echod is believed when it's a chiyah kapara. And you don't say kam lebi de rabbine because it's a chiyuv kapara. And a whole bunch of other nafkaminas as well. Yeah, Tosis has another nafkamina there, but we come daf mem gimel amid aleph, where the more Tosis discusses what would be the difference whether kufra kapara kufra amayna. What's the difference? You have to pay the kofar. So they rattle off a whole bunch of differences. So one difference is, let's say my shara muad kills an adam, so I have to pay kofar. I die before I have a chance to pay the kofar to the yorshim of the one who's that my sharmud killed their father, and I have to pay kofar. I died before I paid the kofar. So usually, if a person owed money, even if he dies, you go over from the yorshim. Even Milbar Pez goes from the yorshim. So Tosis says, but not kofar. Why? Because ain't kapara lameisim. En kapala mason is a gemara that if a person has a chatas shemesa baleh, an osham shemesa bailov, so you don't bring a lacha mason, there's no kapur. So Tosis writes a chiddush that if the whole chiyuv is only to pay kofar, kufar kapara, so you don't pay lacha mason, the yorshim don't have to pay because the dead man, I died before I paid it, I'm not going to get a kapur. After I'm dead already, I'm not going to get a kapur. Where did they get all these nafkaminas from? Where did they get all these from? So the truth of the matter is, the whole thing is a beferish sugya in Bava Kama, daf kuf dalban amid beis. The Gemara there talks about if I shvua safikot, if I swore falsely, I don't owe you. Ask me. I borrowed $1,000. I never paid it back. You want $1,000? I swear that I paid you $1,000. Then later on, I admit that I swore falsely. I never paid you $1,000. So the Torah says I have to pay keren v'chomish. I have to give you $1,000. Then be moisek chomish. Chaimish, if you would have asked me, I would have thought that Chaimish, one-fifth of $1,000 is $200. The Gemara says Chaimish means 25%. When you pay $1,025, so the 250 is going to be one-fifth of the sum total of $1,250. So Chaimish really means 25%. It doesn't mean 20%. So and then I have to bring Hashem Zeilus. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, what's the status of that chaymish? Is that a kapara or not? The Gemara comes to the conclusion, it's not kapara, it's mamayna. Why do they have a shayla, whether the tashlumi chaymish by the shvua safikod, that's Hashem gzeilus. Why do they have a safik, whether that chaymish is kapara? Because they knew there is a chaymish that's kapara. By Zar Shachal Truma B'Shegik, Tosis claims, that's why the Mishnah says, Zar Shachal Truma B'Shegik have to give you keren v'chaymish, and you can't be meichel, why not? Why can't you be Moichel? You're not a balabas. It's really been on the lamakam. I need a kapara. The Gemara says that the keren v'chaymish is to the nisa b'dei shamayim of the zar shachal truma, like chatas is the koris. Just like the chatas is a kapara, so the keren v'chaymish is a kapara. So that's how Tosis understood the Mishnah, that there's no mechila, the kohen who's truma ayet b'shegeg, he's not a balabas to be mechil, because it's kapara. The Kedetes came up with such a chiddush. The Rasha Mishnah is there, disagrees with the whole thing. He says he never heard of this whole story. You can't prove anything from the Mishnah. He gives a different explanation. Why can't be mechil? He says the reason why you can't be mechil, there's going to be an important thesis on Davov, with the Mechila Tzvicha Kinya, the bottom thesis, so the Stipler has a piece, a very good piece. He collects the three opinions in the Rishonim. Why Mechila ain't a Tzvicha Kinya? Let's say, if I owe you, I borrowed $1,000 and then it's time to pay, you say you're Mechel. So what's the Gedder Hadin? Today you say you're Mechel, and then a week later we get into a fight and we don't like each other anymore, and then you say you want the money back. So once you're Mechel, you can't ask for the money back. Why does Mechila work? If you don't want to take it now, so fine, I'm not going to force you. But why can't you back out from the Mechila? So the three opinions in the Mishnah. So the Rasha Mishnah is Trumas. And that Mishnah, when it says, Zashach HaTrumah B'Shegeg, the Kohen can't be Mechel, the Chaimesh. So the Rasha Mishnah quotes this Shita from Taisin, because it's Kapora. And Kapora is Benot Mamakam, so the Kohen is not about the boss to be Mechel. He thinks that it's not correct. And he gives a different explanation. He says that Mechila is considered Kipiroi, is considered his Kabalti. Let's say, I owe you $1,000, I want to give you the money. You say, you're Mechel, you don't need it. So it's considered as if I gave you the money, you gave it back to me. Mechila is Kabalti. Mechila is considered a form of Piroi. Once you already made a Piroi, so you're not Mechil to make a second Piroi. So the Rash says, Ba'medvar Ma'murim, when do you say Mechila is considered Kipiroi? As if the Chob is Parua, if the Torah doesn't tell you a specific form how the Piron has to take place. Whatever he agrees to, I can make out a check. I can give him in cash, I can give him in Shalei Kesef. Whatever he'll agree to, whatever we'll make up. Let's say he's in the middle of davening and I owe him $10. And it goes like this. I put the money on tape. So the Chob is Parua. I didn't put it in his pocket. I make it accessible to him, whatever he agrees. Or he says, give it to my son. Give it to my son, he needs $10 today. He wants to buy lunch in school, so I give it to his son, the Chob is Paro. Whatever he agrees to is called Piroi. So the Rash says, that Mechila is considered a form of Piroi. And if the Torah doesn't require a specific form of Piroi, but here by Zashach al Shulmud Vishoygig, you have to give the Karim Chaimish with Paris. If I drank yayin shel truma, I have to pay back in yayin shel chulin, and it becomes truma. If I ate potatoes of truma, so I have to give back. Well, potatoes is only truma midirabbanan; it's not dogu tirish miyitza. But so I ate the chitim of truma, so I have to pay back with chitim of chulin. And when I pay back tashlumin and that pachm liyas truma. So since the Torah says you have to pay back a specific type of a thing, you have to pay back at the end. So you can't say mechilas ki his kabalti. So the Rash doesn't agree with this thesis, but that's an important topic. This is Gemara that thesis quotes in Balakama. That one time it says, the loikrab lezed and mechayv al pi eidecha and al pi abaylim, that even eidecha it is neman to be mechayv me, eidecha says, my sharmud killed an odam. I don't know if it's true. No one knows. He doesn't have another eidecha. So the Tana Rab Laza holds that you mechuyif to pay because kufa kapar, mechuyif to pay kapar based on erech. It's like erech and then v'isur. It's not considered a case of din imam. It's considered a bin adam lamakam. That's a big chiddush, and many rishonim hold that we even pass them like that to halacha. There are quite a few differences. Tosis in a few places has all these differences between kapara and on the one hand, and and Mamon and Knas on the other hand. The Gemara learns that from the Psukim, the three times Elohim, or the two times Elohim, is saying there's Mshakul. So the Gemara learns that the word Elohim means Dayanim Smuchim, that for Exelus Vachabolus in each Losh is Smuchim. If you hold that Chadami Kosher by Herdos Vahavos, so you don't need three. We need a samach. So Rashi and Taisa understood, you don't need a samach at all. You only need shloshes smuchim by gzeres v'chabolas. Because in order to become a member of the bezin, in order to be a member of the bezin, you have to have smicha. Smicha is a din in bezin. And the Rambam doesn't hold like that. There's a problem in the Rambam that Kesem Mishnah points out. The Rambam paskin is chad nami kosher min haTorah, and nonetheless, he paskin shtaim shadana ain din ain din. He must say there should be told these abizeh. If you hold chad nami kosher min haTorah, so even though lechatchila al tidan yechidi shem dan yechidi el eyachad, that's only made the Rabbanan. But min haTorah, since chad nami kosher, so shtaim shadana should be good. So how come the Rambam paskin the shtaim shadana was ain din ain din? That's the problem. So the Or Sameach explains, and Rav Soloveitchik said, oh, but the Or Sameach, and he proved that he's right. He showed the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Or Sameach says that when the Rambam wrote, Shneim Shadon, Ein Din Ein Din, he means Shnei Had Yoytel Shadon. Chad Ami Kosher, you need Chad Somach, not Chad Hegel, but Chad has to be a Somach. So Bizman Hazer, we say Shlich Hussayim. We don't have any Smuchim, so we say, if you have three Had Yoytels, so it's considered as if you have Shluchasai Kabdinan, even though they don't have Smicha, it's good. But you only say Shluchasai if they follow the rules and the regulations. But if they didn't convene a Bezna 3, you just had Shnaim Shadonum, that's against the rules, they shouldn't have done that. It's like if I point a Shliach to be Mekadesh, a girl with a big, with a beautiful, expensive ring. Instead of a ring, he gives her a hot dog. It's also Shavu Puta. He shliach sheshina b'shlichus. He didn't do what I asked him to do. I wanted him to do berov pe'er, berov hidur. So the Gemara says, if the shliach violates shliach sheshina b'shlichus, he can't say shluch shalom k'moisa. He didn't know what I asked him to do. So that's what the Rambam holds over here. Shnaim shadano, ein din ein din, in shnei hedyoite shadano. But if it would have been shnei smuchim shadano, it would have been chad nami kosher, chad samach, would be good for the Eved also. Not only shnaim shadano would be good, shnei hedyoite. The Rambam says, beferish. In Chabbeis, Perek Chabbeis, I think the Rambam says, shnei hedyoite shadano, ein din ein din. Absolutely, he said that Rambam later in Perek Chabbeis, in Luchas Sanhedrin, indicates that the Sameach is really right. Either Rambam is the one who writes explicitly, the Tzoris points that Rambam writes explicitly, the Chadam Bikosh is not a Bezdin, it's like a Ruah Sisa Beheter. So you see that the Rambam has a fundamentally different Shita from Rashi and Tais. Rashi and Tais hold that Smicha is a Din and Bezdin, and the Rambam holds Smicha is a Din and Hoi Ruah. That if, let's say, nobody has any Smicha Bizman Azeh, Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael, has to be Yish, Mipiyish, Amosh, Abeinu, so we don't have that anymore. So the smicha already disappeared centuries ago. The days of the Amoraim, you can't give smicha in chutzlot, and there it's so the government, the Goyish government, would kill them if they were to give smicha. So the whole smicha disappears. How is it going to be smicha? The Gemara says, Eliyahu Navi will come, Vasid Lava, and appear to the Bez Nagadol, and he will identify who Mashiach is tomorrow. In Anechu Shalech Lachem, he said, Eliyahu Navi, Lefnei Boyam Hashem Agadol, Vahandara. So the Gemara in Eretz on that understands the day before Eliyahu Navi comes, the day before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu Navi will appear to the Sanhedrin, he will identify who the Melech HaMashiach is. How can he have a Sanhedrin if nobody has any smicha? That's a big problem. So that's what perhaps they say, the Achranim say, that's perhaps what motivated the Rambam to write in three different places about his original idea of Chidush HaSmicha. That the one form of smicha yish mipiyish al Moshe Rabbeinu, and then there's another form of smicha. If you gather together all Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, and they all confer smicha on someone, even though it's no longer Ish Mipiyish and Moshe Rabbeinu, that's also a form of smicha, a chiddush in the Ram. So they say, Maritz Chayis and others suggest, the Raman probably had to come up with that idea, because otherwise how are we going to have a Sanhedrin? And they all know he's going to come. How is he going to appear in front of a Sanhedrin? So it seems that they can have smuchim. So this is a fundamental machloika, is the Ramam on the one hand against Rashi and Tosfos. On the other hand, what's the din of smicha? Rav Moshe Feinstein has a volume of Igros Moshe and Chosh and Mishpat. So the first letter in the volume is a very short letter to Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog printed a sefer on Sanhedrin. It says on every page, Shir Rishon, 150 pages. It's all one shir. I don't think it was, it must have taken 10 hours. It must have been speaking quickly. I can say 150 pages in one shir. So in the middle of the Sefer, he sent a copy to Rav Moshe Feinstein. In the middle of the Dvar Torah, the one Sefer, so he adopts the position that the Maskilim in Europe took. that the smicha always used to be the yad. He used to put a samachtes yotcha olav. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu he should give smicha to Yeshua ben Nun. And then, because of the Romans gzeira that they didn't allow them to give smicha, that's when they changed it. That is smicha the shem, smicha the per. That you, Rabbi Yaakov Yesh Lucha Rishus Lodin Dinikhnosis. So Rabbi Moshe attacks him. This is what the maskilim and your reason. But Moshe the fair is not so. That only it never was biyad. Only Yeshua was biyad. Or the Rambam says all the smichas that Moshe Rabbeinu gave. Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to the Shivnis Canaan. So the Rambam said that was also biyad. But after that, it was always bipeh. It wasn't biyad. So he was very sharp about that. You look at the letter is very abusive of Rav Herzog, very sharp. Rabbi Nissen Alper, Zechon Aloch, used to be a Rebbe in Yeshiva. He said, you should have seen the original letter. He says, Moshe toned it down before he printed it. He said, the original letter was worse. Anyway, so in the middle of that, first Simon Aleph and Chelik Hoshe Mishnah, Tavdigurus Moshe, Moshe discusses a Mishnah regarding Zok and Mamre. It was the last two lines on Pei Vav on the days. Have all the dinim in Zok and Mamre. So it says, Tam Chahor Alas is Potter, only Chachem Shigia Lo Hayro. You only have a din, Nim Tzachum Rakulo. You only have a din of Zok and Mamre, that's in the beginning of Parsha Shevtim, Kipon Mincha Dabal Am Mishma, Mindam Ledam, Din and Din, Nega La Nega. If there's a machloikis and it's causing friction in the community, so you have no choice, you have to go to the Bez Nagod, whatever they paskin, so you have to follow. And whoever paskins against the Bez Nagod is Chayim Nisim, Zok and Mamre. Let's say that a guy is a shmo, he's nobody special. The kid is just barely by mitzvah. He's in elementary school. He's just by mitzvah, and he said, I paskin against me. So that's a joke, no one's going to listen to him anyway. So since nimtza chumra kula, because it's a bigger chutzpah on the part of the 13-year-old kid, that he's paskin against him, but it's not going to say he's not chayv nisa. But if he's a chacham shegia l'harua, then a lot of people will listen to him. He's a prominent rabbi. So then, because his avera is less, he is a man who's entitled to an opinion. So that's why he's chayimis. That's the din of Zokaman. So there's a machlekes, that's what Moshe points out, machlekes, Rashi, and the Rambam, what does it mean? Chochem shehigia l'hayro. So Rashi quotes a Gemara in Soita. Higia l'hayro means he reached the age of 40. Because the Gemara says they really shouldn't paskin any shaylas before the age of 40, unless there's no one else in town who can paskin shaylas. That's what the Achrenim say, that the Gemara has an expression, Tzurva mid Rabbanim, means a young Tamachach, means before the age of 40. A real Tamachach means after the age of 40. Before the age of 40 is Tzurva mid Rabbanim. So Rashi says that's what it means. The Rambam learns that it means a person has smicha. That if you pass in a shaylin, you don't have smicha, it's not called a psak. It's like maramokamani law. Rav Soloveitchik like that lashon. Because the Menchas Chinuch has that a lot. Menchas Chinuch, Rav Soloveitchik, when he was a child, he loved the Menchas Chinuch. The Menchas Chinuch gives you a hekef. He brings in Kol HaTorah Kula. He'll talk about a mitzvah that you never heard of, and then he'll schlep. There aren't too many Gemara, only five lines. He'll show you that Gemara is Negev, this Gemara. He schleps in all the Gemara's and Shas that are Negev. Rav Soloveitchik said that as a child, he was a very disobedient child. When the mother told him to go to sleep, he wouldn't go to sleep. He would be reading the Minchas Chinuch under the blankets. And he said he made his siyum on the Minchas Chinuch before his bar mitzvah. And he loved it so much because he brings in Kol HaTorah Kula. Minchas Chinuch is fantastic. So the Minchas Chinuch, a lot of times, he raises an issue and he says, look in the Tumim, look in the Tzais, look in the Nesivs, look over there. And then he says, Amar Mokam Ani Loch, I don't have to discuss, I'm guiding you, look over there. So when people today ask the Shaila, you tell them, it says in the Mishnah Berurah, X, Y, Z, here, I open up the page, I look over here, you'll see. You don't know how to read the Mishnah Berurah, I'll tell you what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. So just ma'amok ha'mani locha. Hira means that I give a legal opinion. I give a psak, it's called a psak. So the Rambam's opinion is that if you have smicha, then it's called the hira, then it's called the psak. If you don't have smicha, it's just like a ma'amok ha'mani locha, it's not called the hira. So that's what the Rambam holds. The Zakamam is only Chayav Misa if he gives a Hayroa, he gives a Psak against the Bez Nagol. It's only called the Psak if he has Smicha. So the Rambam says, Chad Nami Kosher has to be a Chad who's Samach. The Rambam Lishitas, Chad has to be Samach. Because if you don't have smicha, then it's not. The Rama holds chad is not a bezel. The Rama is the one who writes explicitly. The Tzais points it out. The Rama writes chad because it means it's like harua sisa v'hefer. It's not a bezel. It's a psak halacha and abstract. A bezel paskins on the case. Harua is an abstract. And nonetheless, the Rama holds that the chad amikosha has to be a samach. So that's because the Rama holds that smicha is a din in harua. And the Rashi and Tosfos hold not so. Rashi and Tosfos hold that smicha is a din in bezel. So Rav Soloveitchik showed quite a few Rambams where the Rambam is consistent in this sinyan. So one of them was a Rambam that Rav Dovah Soloveitchik has in his sefer. He says the same thing. So when someone said it over to Rav Soloveitchik, he was so excited, said, that's what I said. That's Mashpikal Torah. The Rambam says, the Mishnah says, when you confer smicha, so you have to have a Bezna of three conferring smicha. Smicha is a Kenim. And based on Rav, that's the first white line in the Mishnah. Smicha is a Kenim, when you give ordination, so you have to have a bezna of three. So the Rambam says one of the three should be a samach. So on the bottom of the page in the Rambam, they think that that must be a misprint, not one of the three. Each one of the three should be a samach. How can you have a bezna if they don't have smicha? They don't have smicha and they're conferring smicha. How can they give? That's a high level of charity, giving something that they don't have yourself. You can't afford it. How are they giving smicha? So Rav Soloveitchik said, like Rav Dovala said, no. It's a ma'isa bezin, so you need three people. And it has to be ish mipiyish at Moshe Rabbeinu, so you need one of them should have smicha, but you don't need all three of them should have smicha. They don't have to be... The Gemara tells in the first parak on Sanhedrin, they sent a letter from Bavel to the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael that Pliny is a scholar, do us a favor, give him smicha. In Bavel they can't give smicha. So one of the Amoraim went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and they sent a letter... Give the fellow smicha. They gave him smicha without testing him. There's no din. You have to test him. You have to fire him. If someone else tells me he's worthy of getting smicha, you can give smicha. So if here you have a bezna of three, none of them have to fire. One of them has to have smicha because otherwise it won't be yish mipish and Moshe Rabbeinu. The other two don't have to have smicha because smicha is not a din of bezna according to the Rambam. It's only a din in Hayra. Or over here, you need one of them should be samuch, otherwise it won't be yish mipiyish amayish abenu. But the other two don't have to be smuchim. And then there are quite a few Rambams in Hilchas Sanhedrin where it would appear like this, that the Rambam's opinion is that smicha is a din in paskinim. If a chacham is very learned and he doesn't have smicha, whatever he paskin is not called a hirah, it's not called a psak. But if he has smicha, then it's called a psak. And Rashi and Taisa hold then not so, that smicha is not a din in Hayruah, it's a din in Bezni. Just yesterday, one of the Rabbanim was discussing with me, said he was learning with his son Makis about Golos. He was discussing whether there's any meaning today, let's say a person killed B'Sheg, should he run to the Ori Miklat? They need a Gemar Din. That's a big discussion in Achrayim. That's a big discussion. One of the Rabbanim from Frankfurt, at the same time that the Breuer's family were Rabbanim in Frankfurt by the Astrid Gemeinde, by the those who broke off from the community, made their own cemetery, made their own shul, everything. Because if you said that you're Jewish, when you pay your taxes, you have to write down what religion you belong to. So if you write down that you belong to the Jewish religion, a certain part of your tax that you pay is going to go to support that religion. So the money is going to go to the reform. So Rabbi Simpson Hirsch came up, with this chiddush that if you're going to say you're Jewish, part of your money goes to support the reform movement. So you're not allowed to say that you're Jewish. You have to say you don't belong to any religion. Maybe that's worse. I'm an atheist. Maybe that's worse than saying I'm Jewish and my money is going to go, I don't know. So he held that you have to, that's the Ulster. So they broke away. At the same time that the Breuers had their little kehillah, there was a big kehillah of Orthodox Jews in Frankfurt. And they had a big Talmud Chacham before the Second War. He was killed by the Nazis in the middle of the war. They had a big Talmud Chacham. I think his name was Kirschenbaum, if I'm not mistaken. So I think his name was Menachem Kirschenbaum. He was a Galatianer, but they took him to be the Rav in the kehillah. He was a Dayan, and then he became the Rav. So he has a tshuva sefer, I think it's called Menachem Neshiv. His name is Menachem Kirschenbaum. Rachim Neshiv, because the collection of Chibis, he has a whole essay whether Golus is Noig Bizman Hazeh. You don't have a bezin of smuchim to paskin that the fellow should go into golos. So is golos an onesh? It's a knas. It's a knas, and it doesn't make sense, because a knas and onesh doesn't make sense to be self-imposed. Or maybe I should say that golos is for the purpose of kapara. So maybe you don't even need gemar din. And how long will he have to go to the golos? There is no kain golos. I have to go for the rest of his life. I have to remain there in the Orem Mikla for the rest of his life. There is no kain golos. The Gemara says there in Makkos, what if the Bezdin makes a gemar din that a person has to go to golos, and at that time that they make a gemar din, there is no kain golos. Kain golos died. They didn't have a chance to appoint a new kain golos yet. So the Gemara says, any yotze misham diyovam. Even though they're going to appoint a new kain golos, the kain golos is going to die. That has to be part of the psak of the bezin. The bezin has to pass. You have to go to the right mikla up until the death of so and so who is presently the kain golos. If at the time that the bezin makes the gemar din, there is no kain golos, so he never goes out from the orem mikla. So the same today. If one should assume that going into golos is not only, if it's an onish, then you need a bezin. If it's only an onish, then you need a bezin has to paskin. A self-imposed onish is not called an onish. Like we said, mighty b'knas poter, because it's an onish. But it could be that going to the Orem Mikla is a kapara. It's a kapara. So it could be that if he realizes on his own that he killed b'shege, he has to go to the Orem Mikla. The Orem Mikla only knowing an Eretz Yisrael. So if you say kitch losalova, the kedushas Eretz Yisrael is still here. So you have to have going to the Orem Mikla. If the din applies bizman is not there, and it will be any yotze misham liyadam. These are some of the fascinating ideas that you find in the beginning of Sanhedrin. Absolvation said fantastic shiur on Sanhedrin. When I was zeichet to enter his shiur, the first 2 years he learned Sanhedrin. He covered the whole Masechta. He covered everything except for the Aradatim Chelek, and except for the major sugya of Toei B'dvar Mishnah. That's a major, that's the most famous sugya in the Masechta, Toei B'dvar Mishnah. The long balamars and the long shachs. It's a very lumdish sugi. You'll get to that sugi. It's a very cheerful sugi. But these are some of the topics that we discussed on the opening Mishnah. You should have a successful year in learning. All of you should have should blend in with the community. You should have a tzlocha to have an impact on the community. There's room for more kelelim. There's room for a lot of kelelim. You should all have a tzlocha. Very good.